Hello everyone, welcome back to the Malaysian Students Podcast. I'm your host for today, my name is Felicia. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode of a solo podcast, which I'm going to recap back my year 2023 as well as to anticipate for the new year 2024, as the title has probably mentioned. And just to let you guys know, I'm recording it at 11:30 on 30th of December 2023. So it's obviously nearing the end of December, and this is a very, very spontaneous idea of recording a podcast since my roommates are all back to home to celebrate their countdown, while me alone stucking in my own room, lying on my own bed, and I'm just wanting to record an episode to actually help me to recap back my year 2023 as well as to share with you guys what's my hope in 2024. And I'm going to be very, very honest in this episode as well. I mean, usually I'm also honest lah, but while talking about this, I'm actually scrolling through my Instagram stories archive, because there is where I usually store my memories. Because as a known fact, I have no storage to actually take pictures and videos in my phone. So whenever I took a picture, I would just delete it at the moment, like if the picture is not so important. So I don't really have much pictures in my gallery. Instead, I would post it in my Instagram close friend. So it's somehow a place for me to store my memories. Okay, so let's recap back to what I have done in January. So because I'm actually 18 years old this year, and I was taking SPM in around February and March this year. So January, definitely a period for us to grinding hard on the knowledge on the SPM syllabus, form 4 and form 5, I mean. So at the moment, I work really, really, really hard for SPM. And let me just scroll through it and let's see. Yeah, I remember during that moment, I actually went cafe hopping a lot, especially Starbucks, mostly Starbucks cafe, even though it's boycott right now in Malaysia. But I went there in the past to actually do some homework. I just feel like doing it in cafe can actually boost my productivity a lot, because I don't really like to study at home, yeah, due to personal reason lah. So at the moment, I went to Starbucks to study a lot and a lot. And usually when I went to Starbucks, it's a solo study session, studying session lah. I usually studying alone in Starbucks, and it sort of give me more energy, because whenever my friends are around, I would have the tendency to talk to them. Yeah, but I used to have study buddies like Victoria, our designer in this Malaysian Students Podcast. I used to study with her as well, and I felt really comfortable when studying with her, as well as Chloe. If you're listening to this, just hit me up in IG or anywhere. Let me know you're listening to this. And since we were actually taking 10 subjects, I mean, I was taking, so I got to really balance my time between every subjects, and every day I literally, yeah, work very hard. And I remember on the 29th of January, or 30th of January, we actually took our Amali, which is the very, very first paper of SPM. And I remember I somehow like messed up my Amali, which made me really, really sad. And I didn't eat for like 4 days straight after my Amali, because I was too disappointed. And at the moment, I mean, only SPM candidates will know lah. If you know, then you will know. There was like a controversial discussion whether we should draw the graph thing straight line or curved line, but I drew it straight line. My classmates, like my very, very genius classmate, told me it was supposed to be curved line or something like that. So I was quite nervous, yeah. But it turned out okay lah. So just trust the process and don't be too anxious at the moment. Yep. After that, oh yeah, our whole class went to our teacher's house to actually, I think that one was celebrating Chinese New Year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So That teacher is my favorite chemistry teacher. I'm so blessed because I used to have like really, really great chemistry teacher, both in school and in tuition during my high school moment, as well as I'm also having a very great chemistry teacher, very hardworking, very dedicated chemistry teacher in my pre-university right now. So it made me kind of not hate chemistry so much, and I'm so grateful to have her. I remember it was quite fun, and also it was also my first time visiting to a teacher's house, so it was really a great memory. After that, I remember it was like a study week in our school, which teachers actually focus on helping us to do revision and stuff. So that was also like a very speedy period because we were being like very productive literally every day. And I slept so late every day being a night owl, and the sleeping hour is not enough until I did sleep during classes lah. Yeah, but that's not so good. Just learn in your own pace and learn in your own manner. And during February, it's also the same, like learning, keep learning, and also keep like having the feeling of knowing, wanting to graduate soon, so you actually appreciate your friends more at the moment. That's what I did feel at the moment. There is nothing much, and I remember we started our SPM February because my birthday fall on 7th of March, and I remember the next day of my birthday was going to be chemistry paper, and I didn't have much expectation of celebrating birthday because I was also studying hard for chemistry, and that surprise just shocked me a lot when my friend Phyllis and Victoria, they bought a cake to me. Phyllis just went to my house and gave me a surprise. And guess what? I was sleeping at the moment. So imagine I was having a nap on my own bed in my own room with like very messy hair and very untidy outfit. Suddenly, Phyllis, my friend, came into my room, knock, knock, knock. Then she saw me in such manner because I didn't pick up my phone when she called me. So it turned out to be a surprise afterwards, and I was so happy meeting them, and the cake was so nice. I remember it was cheesecake and tiramisu. I really love that, and I appreciate it so much. So right after that, I remember we were having our biology admets paper as the last paper, and our friends who were studying in account stream, they actually they didn't take admets lah, my friend. So they finished SPM earlier than me. So we three are the only ones who were in science stream in my girlfriend gang. So we were all studying hard and kind of like ignore their happiness after they have finished their SPM and continue to actually study on our admets. But I remember during the last day, Phyllis and Victoria came over my house, and we had a very, very satisfying lunch in my room, and we watched a movie. And also, I remember one of my besties, Shan Yu, you can also call her Janice, she actually gave me the bracelet that she prepared, also another surprise for me on my birthday. And I was definitely like, with teary eyes. I mean I was very shocked, very surprised, and very grateful for them. So after that, then I remember we had our prom night just a few days later of after our admits. So okay, another thing about this was that I wanted to do a performance during my graduation. Like it was a dance performance, but the dance performance style doesn't suit the graduation vibes, so I wasn't allowed to perform it. But then my teacher actually told me to perform my dance because I prepared it nicely, and I changed my dance like 2 or 3 times, but eventually the style of all of them didn't really fit the graduation vibes. So eventually I perform like the remix of 4 songs in my prom night. So meaning, right after I studied hard for all of my SPM subjects, I got to practice hard for my prom night dance. So everything was in a very hectic manner. I didn't really had rest in between, but I did enjoy it because I somehow accomplished my dream and did my performance eventually. And also, I was doing like G Idol performance. Actually, eventually, I wanted to perform the song Nude. By the way, G Idol is a K-pop girl band. Just for your information, just in case if you don't know, but they are actually quite famous. So, the song Nude just gave me a lot of inspiration because it somehow linked to the leaked nudes issue and how self-love and body shaming, as well as a lot of issue that related to feminism, which I really kind of like the meaning of the song, and I performed it during my prom night. So it was also another nice memory. I also got the chance to dye my hair because it was also my first time to dye my hair. I mean, it's normal because during high school we couldn't really dye our hair, but it turned out to be a great memory for me because I persuaded my mom so hard in order to dye my hair because I told her I want to be the brightest person among among the people who attended the prom night. So I wanted a brighter hair color. That's why I dyed it. Okay, a bit funny, but yeah. So it turned out to be a really, really good memory that I cherish until today. So after my prom night, right? Yeah, immediately I remember at the moment I was very, very in dilemma whether I should join. By the way, this all happened in March. Oh my god, I nag so much. This is only until March, but let me just enjoy the moment that I shared the information lah. So immediately I was in dilemma whether I should join MFLS or not. MFLS stand for Malaysian Future Leader School, and we actually did that sharing from Junjie and another friend, Chohee, in our previous episode. So if you're interested with what MFLS is, you can just visit to that episode. But I was in dilemma whether I should join the program or not. But at the same time, I don't want to give up on the prefect farewell party. Yeah. So at last, I chose to join prefect farewell party because I think like it's the very, very precious opportunity to actually last gather with our juniors. So I just joined it, but I felt very happy at the moment lah. Then Junjie kept showing off like after he finished joining MFLS, because he was the only one between me, Junjie and Rishi, like he was the only one who joined. So he kept showing off even in the episode as well. So if you guys are interested with how Junjie being annoying and showed off, you can visit to that episode afterwards, okay, after this episode. So everything was so nice, everything was so good, and afterwards, like, okay, right immediately after that, I started my home tuition. I think I mentioned that in our previous episode as well. I started English home tuition, and at first the intention was to earn money because I wanted to buy a new iPad by myself, and I wanted to actually enjoy and to have more new experiences. But normally new experiences need money. This is like very realistic side lah. So I gotta have money before I can get new experiences. So I did SPM English home tuition, and I'm so grateful that my students actually trusted me and gave me the chance to be their tutors. I was having a very enjoyable journey to actually teach them honestly, and initially, the aim of earning money really like changed to how I want to deliver the knowledge, because I have had students who haven't really paid me any money before, like literally 5 or 4 classes. But I can understand their situation, like, because one of my students were really in a financially unstable condition, and he had to pay the tuition fee by himself. He was also working, but he really wished to improve his English. So I just did it for free for him. But the hour was also very short lah, because the pace of everyone learning is different, and this was according to his pace. Yeah, so I was having a very fun time there, and I did a lot of marketing until Rishi still laugh at me. Last time when we did meet during December, which is lately, then he laugh at me, like, because in the advertisement I put your best JB home tutor. I feel so cringy even I'm reading it right now. But that was for the purpose of marketing, so no choice. And yeah, it was also my first time on March. Wait, when was that? Oh, on the 25th of March, I actually went to watch a comedy show by BBK Network, Lu Kasi. I think he's probably quite popular in Chinese community. I mean, Malaysian Chinese community, because he made news and made comedy show about Malaysian politics at first, but right now the topic varies a lot lah. So I also got the chance to actually watch the comedy show. It was also quite a good experience. After that, on 28th of March, it was also my first time watching a football match, even though I have had no concept of how the football match work, but I still watch it because my boss sponsored it. Yeah, yeah, so we watch it, and it was also a fun experience. Okay, let me just scroll again. On the 5th of April, we made our 2023 the first podcast with visual footage at our studio. Yeah, this studio, let it remain secretive, you know, when you know it. Yeah, in our studio. Afterwards, I started my internship in April. Yep. I work under Pusat Khidmat, and if you really want to know more about it, you can feel free to just PM me. So I was actually the media intern of the office, and my daily job scope was basically to record what have they done. So let's say if they're giving out sumbangan, so I will need to like take photos, take video, as well as to compile it to actually post it with captions, with like short and attractive caption, like not the very long, boring, monotonous one, as well as to actually make it in a visual form that the audiences would actually like, such as TikTok or any short video, and also to follow the trend, like if I spot any trendy TikTok style, TikTok video that suit our style, then I'll need to propose to them, then we can try to do it and teach them how to do it, something like that. I basically say out like the very main thing lah. And the last thing is definitely to accompany the YB to actually visit places, as well as to help her and the whole working team to actually take pictures. And that actually serve as a tracking to show people that the YB is actually doing things, as well as to as a proof that we actually work on this area, and to work and also it serves as a proof that we actually try to work on this area and to improve on the welfare of the people. So this is basically it. I just sum up in a very simple way. Yeah. Overall, it was an experience that I truly learned a lot from, as well as I really bonded with my colleague there, and they were all like very, very sincere. They genuinely want you to be better, and they advise you in a manner that you will learn from it. Firstly, I'm so thankful to my mentor for always guiding me. And guess what? In the past, I used to make like quite long caption that contained like a lot of description and a lot of detail, because I thought like the more detail, it will be better. But she really taught me like the trick on how to attract people's attention in social media, because after that she actually told me to use shorter and trendy caption so that it sounds and it looks more appealing for people to read. And this trick I actually applied to my current job, which I'll be sharing later, and possibly it is so helpful to apply in my future possible opportunities as well. So I'm so thankful that I actually got to learn this trick from there. Secondly, I would also like to thank to my very fun colleague. We were actually spending time almost every day, because even weekend we will have like events from time to time, so we really spend a lot of time together, and they were very humorous. Especially one of my colleagues always shared her story, and it really cracked me up. Like, all of them are so interesting, and we also shared our point of view on definitely current issues as well as national or even international issue, and they all talk in a very straightforward manner. It also kind of thought-provoking. It was also thought-provoking because I could actually think and reflect a lot through the conversation. The conversation are not meaningless, which I really enjoyed it. And definitely, I would like to thank my boss to actually give me this opportunity. I remember like the first time when I was hosting the Chorama, I was taking the mic, I was shivering, but thank you her for being on the front row and to actually nodded her head and to actually gave encouragement to me, which really served as a motivation. And she is such a strong female figure that I would like to be like her one day. So I'm really thankful for the people that I've met throughout the journey. And a lot more that I couldn't stop mentioning their name, but this gratitude will always be in my heart. It sounds very cliche, but this is what my very honest feeling about 2023. Also, in the first May of 2023, I went to KL with my friends, with my guy friends. We went there to actually join debate competition, but ended up we visited KL. So the debate competition was only like 0.001% of the trip, because we lost in the first round. We didn't even, like, we got defeated lah. We did prepare, but we got defeated. So it was also a funny story, because like the purpose of us going to there was actually because of the debate, but we ended up like traveling and chilling all the time. Yeah, it was also fun, and it was also my first time living in a capsule hotel, so it really widened my horizon, because capsule hotel is usually quite cheap if compared to like the other style of hotel. I remember it was like 45 ringgit Malaysia per day. The facilities was not bad. It was like Ricardo or what, I forgot the name. And we visited matcha, the hijau matcha shop. The matcha drink was so nice. We also visited Ramen Bar Shishido, which was in the, I remember the very famous street. Yeah, I forgot the exact name, but Kohao recommended us before. We also visited Petaling Street and many more. So it was really, really fun throughout the journey. Yeah, thankful to have them as well. And I missed out a part. In May, I also went to a Desaru with my family. It was just a very short excursion. By saying short, it was only 2 days. So I remember, you wouldn't know like how appreciative am I towards this excursion, because my family seldom have family gatherings. By saying that, maybe 1 year our family gatherings only twice or thrice, because by family gathering as well as family trips, because we really seldom go to a place together, because my parents are quite busy, and as well as me, I'm also quite busy, and my younger brothers are quite introverted. By saying introverted, it's not like a bad thing, but he enjoy staying at home rather than going out together. Yeah, so we went there. It was quite fun, and also it has been such a long time. I have actually seen my parents smiling on their face together, as well as my brother smiling. So it was fun, as well as I got to witness sunrise, even though I was sick at the moment. I guess because I ate the chicken chop in Desaru. So guys gotta really be cautious about what you eat, because you are what you eat. Yeah, so and proceed to the next one. I remember in May I also did my intern job. A part of my intern job was that I visited houses during the Raya. So I got to like witness the real vibes of Raya celebration. And one thing about me is that in the past, I didn't really eat spicy food. So whenever I visited house, right, I couldn't really eat their food because most of their foods are spicy during the Raya celebration, because this is a Malay traditional food, ma. So I didn't really eat it lah. But I really enjoy like their vibes and how warm they are, because they welcome us like with open arm, and it was really fun. And I'm also grateful that I'm living in a multiracial country, which I am able to witness so many culture, so many festivals, and able to celebrate it with joy. Oh yeah, on the 14th of May, or is it the exact date? Yeah, on the 14th of May, our office actually hosted a majlis rumah terbuka, which is like open house for Hari Raya celebration. And my friends and I, as well as my colleague, we celebrated together, as well as hosted it together, organized it together. So it was also my first time, not first time, but then kind of, I mean, the feeling was different from what I've done in school. Because when I was in school, my mates are all peers, but then this time I am dealing with adults. I'm working with adults as well as dealing with welcoming adults as well, mostly. So it was a different experience for me. Yeah, and on 28th of May, we recorded another physical episode of podcast, which I interview Junjie and Chohee about MFLS sharing. And I remember the view that day was so nice. On the day, on a few days later, which is 28th of May, Junjie and I went for a street interview in Mid Valley. I guess it was like the first time of Junjie doing a street interview. I did that before, cause I did that while doing Advos Camp, like last year. Yeah, so it was like a different feeling doing it with Junjie. And Junjie, I mean, like people look at us like a scammer. We experienced that a lot in Mid Valley, but eventually we did came up with the episode, which you guys can also view it in our Malaysian Students Podcast IG. It was one of our reel related to World Press Freedom Day, and we talk about media literacy mostly. Yep. Well, that month was so eventful. Literally so eventful. Yep, and on this day, wait, what is the exact date? Yeah? On the 4th June, I went to another comedy show. Oh my god, Gigi, I forgot what's the name of the comedian. But the comedian is also quite famous, but I forgot his name. Yeah, I couldn't really recall back. Okay, never mind. Let's just put it aside. I forgot his name. Oh yeah, and another important date, 8th June. Guess what? It was the day of us getting our SPM result. I remember it was such a long time since we back to our my secondary school. And honestly, I was quite nervous, but I chose to straight away go to school to get my result instead of checking it online before getting my result. Because some of my friends, they chose to check it online before getting the result at school. They said something like, "Oh, if I didn't get straight A, then I won't really go to school," or something like that lah. But I didn't do that with a very firm decision. I just did, like, straight away went to the school and get my result. At first, I was quite happy getting the result, honestly, because, yeah, I just felt happy, and I feel like it's a good result. But please, after entering matrix and when I was doing my scholarship application, my result wasn't that enough, even though it's definitely above the requirement, but it's not so good as well. So I was quite regretful that I didn't really appeal, is that the word? I mean, like, request for remarking my paper, because some of my friends, they requested it and they successfully upgraded their grade. But I didn't do it at the moment because I feel like, okay, this result I already satisfied. But when I applied my university scholarship application or other application, I always felt like having better grade is better. So it was one of the decision that I was regretful for. But right now I'm still living happily, just that it was a small step. I think I could have done better. So if any juniors who are listening to this, if you get your SPM result, it's better for you to get all A plus if you aim. I mean, like, I at first I was aiming for all A plus lah, but I didn't get it. I was also satisfied. But it's always better for you to reach the exact target that you want. So maybe you can try remarking, but don't have too high hope lah. Because if you have high hope, you also have greater disappointment. So just normal feeling, just apply it if you have the financial ability and all those stuff. Okay, you gotta clarify about it or else people are going to attack me. Haha. Okay. Then all about internship. Yeah, on the 15th of June, we did the last gathering with my colleague to say goodbye and to have a lot of group pictures before we entering to our uni and stuff. I thought I can enter uni like very successfully, but I faced failure in the matriculacy first round. As a known fact, I was always very firm that I wanted to study MBBS. Like, MBBS has been my adolescence dream since I was in secondary school, I guess lower secondary. So my aim is always to enter matriculacy so that I can get government uni to study MBBS in local uni, so that the tuition fee is also cheaper. I never consider private uni, honestly, even though I studied private secondary school, but I prefer government uni because it is cheaper. Yeah, I want cheap courses with valuable learning outcome. Okay. And I remember I've had a very fulfilling and satisfying as well as a very fun whole week hanging out with my friend. It was so happy. We did had our sort of like last time of us gathering before getting into pre-university life, and I kind of really miss the moment. Yeah. So on the 20th July, it was my first day starting my matriculation life after getting the second round. So my life was actually quite hectic, because SPM after SPM, prom night dance, after that, I did my job. Like, by the way, I was interning while doing the English online tuition, so every, like, two jobs together in order to earn more money. By the way, forgot to mention, yeah, I eventually reached my target. I got the chance to go for a lot of cafe hopping. I got the chance to try out my first pottery, and I got a lot of chance to go for a KL trip all sponsored by myself, and I got a new iPad as well. So it was also something that I achieved this year that I should be proud of myself as well. So talking back to matriculation, I started my matriculation life on 20th July. So at first, the life there wasn't quite hectic for me lah, but unexpectedly, it turned out very hectic afterwards. I literally have had no time watching any entertainment style YouTube video. All I have had is to study, like keep study, keep doing homework assignment, co-curriculum and stuff. And also at first, I didn't really know, like, because I was quite open about my political stand and a lot of things that might be controversial here. So I use quite a long time to actually accept the fact that I will need to be more silent on issues when I'm in here, and also not silent, but then kind of be more aware to know what to talk and what to not share when I'm in matriculation. So it was actually a very, very tough journey for me to adapt to the new environment. This one I've probably mentioned quite a few times in my podcast. I'm not sure if I did, but I think so. So firstly, it's the language problem because I use English from Form 1 to Form 5. And honestly, I've never talked BM before. Even in BM class, we wouldn't really talk as much as BM as well, because my teacher didn't ask me to talk. As well as when I ask question, I use simple Bahasa Melayu je. I wouldn't really use complicated one. So what I knew was only writing SPM, BM essay, and know how to talk formally BM Malay for BM oral speaking. And that's all what I know. And everything I learn is in English. I join co-curriculum in English. So I have no idea how to learn in BM. But honestly, in matriculation here, for anyone who wants to enter matriculation, please be alert. Even though the syllabus is in English, but the teacher will actually talk, like they will teach you in Bahasa Melayu. Even if you ask them questions, they will also answer you in Bahasa Melayu. Only specific word they will answer. They will talk it in English because the syllabus itself is English lah. And for our exam, we have dual language, Bahasa Melayu and English. So firstly, the language made me very hard to adapt because my brain couldn't really translate to language. I need to listen BM, translate to English, and only I can understand. And when I ask question, I need to translate English to BM and ask the teacher, then he or she can understand. So it was a process. And honestly, by the way, I finished my SEM 1. And I couldn't really learn in BM till right now. So it was also something that I'm still learning. But overall, my matrix life was very fulfilling. Even though it was fulfilling, I have had a lot of hurdles during the moment. Because at first, I didn't really understand in BM. And I got really, really low mark for my test. And guess what? I experienced my first time gagal in my chemistry test. It was my first time in my life I gagal in exam. So I got 38 marks in my chemistry test, and it was just chapter 1, 38 marks. It was like such a huge strike on me because I didn't get that result before. Because yeah, and after getting that result, I remember crying in the toilet because I was very disappointed on myself getting this result. And everyone who is capable entering to matriculation is smart. And let me be honest, they all get straight A. We are just here like to see who gets more A plus. And we have like 9 A plus, 10 A plus, 11 A plus genius here as well. So imposter syndrome really hits me badly when I enter matriculation at first. I mean, like, even until right now, I got some minor imposter syndrome here and there, but at first it was severe for me. And I joined a contest for somehow like student representation election. I mean, like, I really put effort into the campaign and all those stuff, but due to some of the reason, I lost the election. Yeah, so it was also something quite unexpected, because as an unknown fact, I always have expectation towards myself, and I always push myself to reach my expectation. So I expect that I will reach my expectation, but when things really turn out in the way that I didn't expect, I need time to recover from things lah. And right now I'm also recovered, and the people who get the position, the student representation position, are very, very prominent. Honestly, they're so prominent, so there's no like jealousy or blah blah issue here and there. No, just that I feel like I could have done better, and this is also what I've learned from throughout 2023. And because in dorm we have no privacy, because we are living, I'm right now living with 3 roommates, we can help each other during hardship, but another bad side is that we have no privacy. So whenever I am sad or like I face failure, like last time when I really wanted to rant my emotion out, I feel like I have no privacy. So it was also hard for me to actually how to express and how to actually manage my negative emotion. This was also what I was struggling with. But right now, all of it has just passed, and time will cure everything eventually. So I joined a lot of activities. The Ambang Merdeka in our school was very, very fun. We celebrated National Independence Day together, and I really feel the vibe of people, the unity of Malaysians. And this is what I've never felt in private secondary school before, because majority there are Chinese. And even here, majority here are Bumiputra, but I feel like I experienced different culture. So I feel like the feeling of Malaysian here is like much stronger if compared to secondary school. No offense, and yeah, this is my true feeling. So after that, I actually joined another organization, namely MMI, which stands for Malaysian Medics International. So I joined them as social media manager after I lost my student representation election. It was just a thing for me to actually get closer to my dream, because my ambition is to become a doctor, plastic surgeon to be exact. And also because I got too disappointed on myself, and I just wanted to get another position to make myself to feel more fulfilling, honestly. So I got that. But honestly, MMI people, they're so great. MMI seniors, they're all so great. Especially Yu Xiang, special mention here, because he is my marketing and designing department HOD. Because I'm a social media manager, I gotta work with marketing and designing department in managing social media. So he literally did everything to a state that is perfect. Oh my god. And he is so humble, so kind, so helpful. Oh my god, he's literally like one of the best person I've met in this year. Even though we haven't met physically before, but just through online, he's such a nice person, and I'm so grateful for having him sharing the information to me. Yeah, very fun. And I remember during Sem Break 1, I went to KL, not very long, but just for few days, and I've had a very wonderful memory there. I went to visit Museum Negara, art gallery, as well as places that create unforgettable memories for me until today. And this year I also got a chance to actually learn sign language. I forgot what month I did enroll to the course, but I learned sign language. I kind of forget it lah, because there's such a long time since I ended my course, but I will definitely get back to it and get my memory back after my matriculation ends, that I can fully focus on that. And my aim is to definitely get a certificate of sign language interpreter. My tutor was encouraging me to do that as well this morning. So after that, on the 24th September, because I'm also the president of Chinese community in KMNS, it's also another role that I've taken in 2023. The reason of me taking this position was unexpected. Not a very long story, but it was just a very impromptu and very spontaneous momentum that pushed me to actually take this position. Definitely there is responsibility that I will need to bear with, but honestly, the satisfaction is greater than the responsibility. The satisfaction that I got from this position, from this role, is very great, very enormous. And I host and I chaired Tanglong Festival this year, which really attracted a lot of students, and the reaction was very nice. I was so thankful to my committee. They all are very, very dedicated to our committee's matter, and they all did the task very, very perfect. Not perfect, there is nothing that's perfect, but they tried their best, and the effort and the heart they put in the task just make me feel like it's perfect. I'm still very grateful for them. And during the next day, we have had an ice breaking with the Chinese community in KMNS, which is my school. So I remember just the previous day, my contact lens stuck in my eyes, and it was my first time facing this issue. Plus, I was out, studying. I was away from my home. So I stayed in hospital Pilar until 5 a.m. and my issue wasn't solved. The contact lens was sort of like stuck in my eyes yet still. So, but then the story turned out very funny. I just don't want to make it very long here. But my feeling was like, yeah, I feel like every unforeseen circumstances have made me stronger throughout this year. And I hope that I can be stronger and stronger and way more stronger in the coming year. So just the next day, I went to like, I wasn't hosting. There was we have a very, very capable MC in our Chinese committee. She hosted events very, very well. The Tang Wong Festival as well as the icebreaking session. I'm very grateful to have her. Like, literally very grateful to have everyone in my committee. Very, very grateful, honestly. Yeah. So the next day, I immediately, like, went for the icebreaking session and try to control the situation. Try to manage my tasks and things like that. And one special mention, my biology teacher here, his name is Sir Hanif. He just came here for like a very short period, I think I'm not sure whether it's called as intern or not in education career. But he just taught us around like 1 or 2 months for 4 chapters. But he literally saved my biology that 4 chapters. It was like almost like the most arduous topics among our syllabus lah. He's so creative, and he really made the lessons very interesting by incorporating a lot of game element as well as trying to make the lesson very lively. And I can feel like he's also very open-minded. He is the only person and made the only form that I've seen in my school with like, because normally Google form, when we want to ask information, we'll put like name, then they fill in gender, they fill in, and it was the only form that I've seen gender with male, female, others. The fact that having others as an option is quite rare to see in metrics, and it personally also amazed me, yeah, a lot. And I really like his way of teaching, and I just hope he can succeed and ace in his teaching career, because I believe he will be the best teacher, biology teacher, and just do whatever job that he likes. So after that, I joined MASCA, Matriculation Science Carnival, right? And our team got platinum. Yeah, it was so fun. Not because of we got the achievement that I mentioned just now, because the memories that we created throughout the journey, the countless hour that we have spent in Billet Recrecy just to do the project, and special mention to my teammates, Joyce, I usually call her Hui Xing, Riona, as well as Rachel. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, but we all complement to each other. We have had arguments during the journey, but we have successfully solved it and made our project success, as well as to actually make each other to become a better person, because we reflected on ourselves throughout the process. I feel like it lah. And I really enjoy the process working with them, and honestly, let me shout out to them, because I'm so, so, so grateful to have them. I have been mentioning the word grateful so many times, because I'm really grateful to have them in my matriculation journey, because we are living in the same dorm, the same block. So as well as I guess also the memories that we created during making the project as well as joining competition, that they really reduce my loneliness and accompany me, make me feel like the real company that I enjoy with them. Yeah, and also we also share the same ambition. We want to study MBBS together, and we all are very, very studious. We all have ambition, so that's why I think we complement to each other. That's why I think I couldn't really describe my how much do I appreciate them. Yeah. Also, I really met a lot of nice people that I couldn't really mention their name one by one here. During MASCA, a lot of nice people. They all are genius. They all are so smart that I really look up to them. By saying genius, it's not only academically smart, but also they are so dedicated in their respective interests that they want to pursue in the future, and their respective field that make me feel like they're so charming, that they shine in their respective strength. And also this year I also joined veterinary club, and I'm actually the secretary of veterinary club, and my first time actually taking care of a cat. Not every day, but then like literally need to clean up, help him to actually clean up because he got some of the infection, and his name is Fizzy. Okay, so he's a cat, by the way. I got to witness like the real side of cat though, because usually I just look at like Instagram reel that portray cat and dog or any pets in a very cute manner. But studying in Camp NS, I've witnessed so many cats with diseases here and there, like they have eyes infection, fungal infection, sporal infection, that made them suffer a lot. So witnessing them suffering in this definitely made my heart shattering. But they as well as they have no idea on what's going on in their body though. They have emotion, but they sometimes have intelligence, but not as human lah, definitely. So they don't really have knowledge that they know what's happening in their body, and they won't really like go to consult the doctor, definitely. So yeah, we gotta help them as human. Yeah, I remember on my 2nd of November, I attended a Muet speaking test that I've been preparing for a very long time with my friends. Yeah, I'm happy to have them. We are like speaking buddies. They are also Jinjie's friend. I guess like we know each other because we, Jinjie is like our mutual friend, so we can talk bad about Jinjie. No. I mean like, yeah, we can. One of our mutual topics definitely, Jinjie, as well as like things about school. Yeah. So I'm really grateful to have them like to actually practice speaking with me. You know what? Like they always like say thank you to me for teaching them English or what. But they are initially good. I mean, they have so many like fabulous ideas with them. As well as they have good English as well. But they are also so humble at the same time. And I'm so kantong, so touched that they actually treated me like food. I guess 3 or 4 times when there was bazaar. And I said that I want to treat them back, belanja them back. But I haven't, yeah. I was trying to find an opportunity, but I didn't. Yeah, so it was also a great memory spending with them together, practice speaking, as well as trying to achieve the same goal together. And I was so happy when they told me they actually did well in their speaking. Yeah. So after that, I joined on the 6th November, I went to Pahang and joined an event. I forgot what's the exact name of the event, but it was related to environmental education, and I met our young Dipertuan Agong for the very first time physically. So it was also like something that I can show off to my friends, I guess. No la, I was just kidding. But I mean, it was an eye-opening experience to witness what Kerabat Diraja in front of me, and especially knowing like what's the how would people, I mean, the procedure of having an event with YDPA, because this was what I know after joining the event, because they said like YDPA couldn't really touch any of our things, because they were one of the school was trying to exhibiting the software by using a laptop. They wanted to ask YDPA to try, but YDPA couldn't really try because Kerabat Diraja couldn't really touch our items. As well as before we said our speech, we got a greet, and what's the way of greeting was eye-opening for me. In November, I guess all of us, all of our matriculation students were preparing for MUET exam, because we got to face our writing, listening, as well as reading in the same day. So we definitely worked very hard to prepare for the exams, and I read a lot of essays, I kind of put quite a bunch of effort in it. Yeah, so I'm going to get my MUET result in next year, most probably February or March, and hope I won't disappoint myself. Hope my MUET result won't disappoint me. I really hope that. Yeah, 21st of November, it was nearing my PSPM, which is my first term peperiksaan exam in BM. I got sick at the moment. So my situation was, I ate 6 Panadol, not Panadol, but yeah, Panadol, 2 antibiotic, but I'm still like fever. I was still fever. Even if I got showered at the moment, I was still fever. So I feel like, oh my god, the world was collapsing. You know, like having a first time, you gotta travel to the nearest clinic kesehatan, to get treatment by yourself, waiting for the shuttle bus to arrive with joint pain and very terrible feeling. You feel like the world was spinning. It was my first time experiencing it. Yeah. The clinic kesehatan was also not so good, that I didn't really get medication that can cure me, as well as I didn't really care about what was my situation. Because, yeah, it was very, very tough at the moment when I got sick. Especially, I felt so stressful at the moment, because just another few weeks, I'm going to have my PSPM. And yeah, I faced a lot of hardship during that moment. I doubted myself a lot, and I was having serious sore throat that lasted for like a week more. So it really affected me too, in the midst of preparing my exam. But luckily, after I got recovered, I found out that I still have a lot of time, because we have 1 week study week. Yeah, by the way, this was also what I realized after entering pre-uni, because we have only like 4 subjects. In the past, during SPM, we have like 10 subjects. So dealing with 4 subjects, even though like the standard of the curriculum, is definitely harder, but 4 subjects for me are easier to tackle than 10 subjects, honestly. And also we have like 1 week of study week that we don't need to attend any class. So I got ample time to actually do my revision at the moment, and I feel like more relaxed than studying for SPM, honestly. And also matriculations exam is way easier to tackle than SPM or any other like A-levels, SDPM especially. This is a known fact. Yeah, if you want to know more about that, you can just PM me, or maybe you can requesting for another episode about matriculation that maybe I can share with you. Yep. And during December, I don't really want to share much about December, because I faced like emotional roller coaster during December, I guess. Maybe because I was too free, I don't know. But I felt like quite unhappy during my sem break. Because I have had like few things that I hope to accomplish, but I didn't. Like few hopes. I didn't really much enjoy my sem break much, honestly. Yeah. But definitely, my 2023 is not going to end bad. Because I can choose how I want to end my 2023. So I ended it with trying my best to actually spread positivity and trying to recap back some of the positive things that I've done in 2023, as well as something that I'm quite satisfied is that I chaired another Chinese community event, which we celebrate a Dongzhi Winter Solstice Day with my fellow friends with around like 80 participants, and I feel like overall the event, we got some mishap during the event, but overall I think participants quite enjoy our event. And you know what, as a person who's organizing the event, as long as your participants enjoy it and they give good feedbacks for me, I feel like it's very nice. Yeah, I feel like I'm satisfied if they are satisfied. Yeah, definitely there are a lot of areas of improvement, but overall my emotion is happy, like positive. Yeah, so this is my overall recap of 2023. Definitely I experienced ups and downs during the journey, and I've learned a lot more, especially away from my home. I've learned to be more independent. I've learned to be stronger mentally and physically. Physically, yes, because I work so much in my pre-university. So I hope, I have a lot of new hope in my 2024. I'm not sure that I have time to record another episode about it, but whether or not, it will keep in my heart and keep in my to-do list for me to accomplish for the next year. So I think I will need to be proud of myself for sustaining my energy throughout the 2023, because I seldom acknowledge myself. Yeah, even though I did a lot, I tried hard, but I seldom give like huge acknowledgement to myself. Yeah, there is still like a lot of areas that I will need to improve. Definitely I have always seen myself in like negative lens. I don't know why, but I love to magnify my weakness rather than my strength. Yeah, so I always like keep reflecting on myself, like keep reflecting like which part can I do better, like literally every day. So I hope maybe I can acknowledge myself more, but also reflect myself in the same manner as what I did, because that helped me to grow better. And I keep talking about myself because actually this podcast is also serve as a tracking for me. I mean tracking for my memories in 2023. Yeah. My last wish, not last wish, yeah, kind of last wish in 2023, for you guys who are listening to this episode until right now. I mean, if you're listening until right now, firstly, probably you are too free. Secondly, probably you want to know more about me. Thirdly, maybe you like our podcast channel. I'm not too sure whether you can listen to this podcast until right now, but I really hope you have a better 2024. You can accomplish what you wish to accomplish. Definitely you can be a better version of yourself, and to trust yourself. I hope this is a fulfilling episode for you, but this is definitely a fulfilling episode for me. Bye.